Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we finished with verses 7 through 10. Today we will be starting with chapter 4, verses 11 and 12.
Stand so the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you with another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we want to welcome you to today's broadcast, and I want to ask you to have your King James Bible ready as we look in James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, and we address the war of selfish evaluation. And that's the title of this message. And make sure that if you would like to have a copy of this message in its entirety on a CD, then you write us. Our announcer will give you our address at the conclusion of the day's broadcast, and we will get that out to you as quickly as possible. Make sure you include the title, Selfish Evaluation, or the text, James 4, 11 and 12. Let us know by which radio station that you are listening. Make sure you include a good address for us to return that to you. Now also, let me encourage you to have a good King James Bible, what we call the Authorized Version, the King James, not the New King James, but the Old King James. Why? Because we do word studies in this study. I'll be doing some more word studies today. And many times you may not have a Bible that has the same words in it. I know, for example, Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in many Bibles where it talks about forgiveness through his blood, and some Bibles leave out the blood at that point. Other Bibles, Matthew 18:11, is left out altogether. The Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Now, to some people, that's not important. To me, that's very important. And that's why I hold to the King James. It uses the very best manuscripts for translation, and because it does, that's the one I use. So again, let me encourage you to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast and to use a King James Bible as you follow along. Also, we ask you tell your other friends to be listening too, and then also make sure you write us and let us know you're listening. We want to hear from you, whether it's a Bible question, whether it's just to say that you're being edified by this broadcast. We want to hear from you. So make sure you write us and let us know that you are indeed listening. Now, if you have your Bible ready along with pencil and paper so you can take notes, I'm going to read from James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. It says, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another?" Now, as we look at the war of selfish evaluation, it is important that we see some word definitions in these two verses. In verse 11, we just read the word evil. Speak not evil. The word evil is defined as to speak against. It's allowing for thoughtless words to be spoken. Now, with that definition, that tells us when we do speak thoughtless words, they are words that are brought to our minds by the flesh. We may be angry, but we ultimately are charged with the responsibility by God to not allow those thoughtless words to proceed from our lips. In verse 12, it uses the word able. There's one lawgiver who is able. And it is defined as power through one's own ability and resources. Now, think of that as we look back on Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, when Jesus said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The one able in that passage, of course, is the Lord. Now, as we look here, there is one lawgiver who is able. That is, there is one here who has this power. There is one that has power through his own ability and resource. And that, again, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we see the word destroy in verse 12. There's one lawgiver who's able to save and to destroy. The word destroy speaks of eternal destruction. It is a one-time act of casting into hell. So let us consider what verse 11 is teaching us about the war of selfish evaluation. He says, "Speak not evil one of another, brethren." Now that's a clear command. There's no way to spiritualize that away. Okay? Speak not evil of one another is what he's just saying in plain English. Don't speak of evil of one another, brethren. Now, he's reminding them that they are brethren. When a man is worldly minded, as the context of the flesh, Satan, and the world shows in these first 12 verses of James chapter 4, when a man is that way, he is proud and he's quick to criticize others. The fighting among these Christians had their origins here. So often, we hear the worst things said to us in our life by Christians. I've had people ask me, "Why do we hear of many pastors quitting the ministry?" Well, I've been in full-time preaching ministry since March of 1978. I was preaching part-time as early as February of 1970 in local churches. So I've been in the ministry that long. In those years, I've heard some things. For example, one man said to me one day, "I agree with what you're saying, but I don't like the fact that you are the one that's saying it." Well, what can I say to that? Another said, "I could not stand your preaching." And I told someone about it, and they said I should pray about it, and I did. And, "Pastor, God has done a miracle. I can now sit through it and almost stand it." Well, in both cases, those people were very serious. And what can you do but just kind of smile and go on? My mother went through 9 months of misery with cancer before she died. The last 2 to 3 weeks of her life, she was comatose, and she was expected to die at any moment, and our church knew that. And one of the worst attacks of a letter that one could receive was written to me 2 days before my mother died. Another one came to me after my daughter had been in a hospital in an ICU unit for 5 weeks, with the doctors saying it could go either way. She could die at any moment. And for 5 weeks, with the exception of one night during that 5 week period, I slept on chairs, sofas, or whatever I could. They would come down every couple hours, wake me up to take me in to the ICU unit to my daughter. I would, during the day, go home and shower. I would bring back books, and between times of sitting in with my daughter or if I was sitting in with her while she's asleep, I would study and prepare. I even made visits to homes of people that had visited our church during that time. And so much was accomplished, and yet I was there many hours, many times just sleeping a couple hours a night. Well, my daughter, the Lord healed her and took her through this after 5 weeks and in the intensive care unit. But a lady come to me that had dropped by there at least two times, I believe, at least twice, and she said to me, "You had no compassion or love or feelings or emotion, whatever, when your daughter almost died." Well, my friend, I've just shared with you four things that I personally have heard, and there are others in the ministry. But now, why would I remember that over all these years of ministry? Because they're the exceptions. I don't hear that every day. I guess that's why they're easier to remember. Most people don't say it to my face, I guess. And I've had other preachers say that someone said about them, "You have no compassion or no love. They don't love at that church." And the person making the charge proves that they have love by leaving the church, okay? It's kind of like a person saying, "I'm leaving my wife, I'm divorcing my wife, or I'm divorcing my husband because they don't love like they ought to." The husband or the wife wants to stay in the marriage, but they divorce because the other person doesn't love. That really makes sense, doesn't it? Well, I'm afraid that what happens in life, that we get our eyes on men, and even good men, and they will not be able to bring the satisfaction that Jesus Christ can bring to our heart. When Christ is first in our heart, Christians can say some of the bad things that I've just shared with you that were said to me. Christians can say those things to you, and somehow, even though they're hurtful, there is a joy and a peace in Jesus that just keeps you going. And you even have a love for those people. And you even wish they were still in your fellowship. Now, James is writing some Jewish Christians who were obviously judging one another and speaking evil one of another. When people in any ministry begin to be fault finders, gossip, and they develop unsubmissive attitudes because they did not get their way, they will soon kill that cooperative spirit in the church that's seeking the glory of God. Now, Proverbs instructs us to cast out the scorner, and the strife will cease. Now, a scorner is someone who ridicules someone else. He ridicules the preacher. He ridicules the programs of the church. He ridicules, maybe it's music, maybe it's the Sunday school teacher, the Sunday school lesson. And this is a person that always makes light of and scorns others. He's the scorner. He's the one that's always finding fault. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
set my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.